Breathing centering in consciousness in a correct natural way, where the space is opened and relaxed, yet clear and solid. Meaning consciousness has certain strength, is empowered, through the process of awakening. We are not only going beyond our unconscious existence and reaching peace or unity with existence, we're empowering our individuality. Individuality is the undivided consciousness that exists at certain point, in certain place, within the whole of creation, and has a function to evolve within that creation, towards higher quality of being, understanding, love, and truth. That is individuality. Individuality is not present from the start. It is a function of evolution, its creation, its awakening. If you look even on this planet at all the creatures living here, the lower they are evolved, the lower is their individuality, the more collective is their consciousness. Perhaps one monkey is more unique than the other, but ultimately they're all the same. They have no individuality. So most human beings are not individuals. Some have stronger personalities, stronger developed sense of me or ego. These have usually more impact on others or more charisma. But it does not mean that they are individuals. They are not. There is nothing in them that is indivisible, undivided. So the paradox, the interesting feature of evolution is this whole process, how consciousness is emerging from the subconscious realm, from the collective, from the unconscious impersonality, towards becoming more and more conscious, more and more individualized, until it moves out from the context of the totality of its all past and awakens to something new. And another paradox here, it's not a paradox, it just appears so, is the fact that it is through this process of individualization or individuation we open this faculty through which true unity with existence can be realized and fulfilled. What we call the positive oneness, not the negative oneness of unconscious creatures who do not feel that they are separated because their sense of self is so undeveloped, but the positive oneness, where one has gone through the process of embodying the state of complete conscious separation, and has transmuted it through surrender into the state of unity with creation. So when you sit here and work with yourself and solidify your consciousness, it is actually you are separating yourself from everything. From this whole reality that you have been embedded so far, from your own mind, from your social context, this type of positive separatedness, reaching this complete separation, is the platform from which a true surrender can begin. Before that, there's no one to surrender. There's even no one who is not in a state of surrender. There's just nobody there. Just the collective version of false personality, or false individuality, a copy, an imitation of the self, of the soul. The soul is a mysterious being that bridges the worlds. She exists between the inner plane and the outer plane. She abides in two realities and bridges them with her own existence. and the window, the link, the extension through which he can reach out to creation is what we call the me. And as we go to me, we can again see how complex, how dynamic this me is. It also bridges the inner with the outer. But the inner in this case is the soul, not the inner plane of the beyond, but the I amness of the soul. And the outer is the world of senses, the world of the mind, what is called the phenomenal existence. Initially, this me, obviously, is completely lost in the outer dimension. It is not bridging anything. It has nothing to bridge. It is in a perpetual state of getting increasingly lost in the state of forgetfulness until it reaches a crisis or a point of maturation in its evolution where it begins to question itself. Not like intellectually, it's not like those philosophers who are asking all these big questions about what the universe is, where it is coming from, does it have beginning and end, and so forth. It is actually questioning something much more profound. It is questioning itself, which is this very faculty that allows the universe to be recognized. And ultimately, eventually, as it has been planned through our evolutionary blueprint, through this questioning, through this inquiry, through the evolution of me itself, a miracle takes place, some internal magic through which something that has not been there before ever comes into existence, which is the light of I am, individualized. What kind of magic allows this I am to be born? What actually awakens it? Your present self cannot awaken it. It has no power. The I am itself cannot awaken in itself because it's not present. It comes to you from your future. That to which we refer as great remembrance is not of the past, but of the future. It is the destiny which is awaiting us. in our ultimate now that reaches out to us into our past to bridge itself with who we are at this point of time. And when this bridge is created, we begin to grow, to move towards our destiny.